Good morning, Gdańsk!
Witamy bardzo serdecznie, to jest Chris Farman.
And Evelina Potocka.
Jest majówka, długi wypoczynek.
Wow, seriously fantastic weekend, nice long weekend. You know, we don't have to work this weekend, it's absolutely fantastic.
Długie weekendy, jak my bardzo kochamy długie weekendy. Dlaczego długie weekendy nie mogą mieć miejsca raz w miesiącu, dwa razy w miesiącu, twice a month, three
times? Absolutely fantastic, but of course, you know, a couple of weeks ago we just had Easter as well, nice long weekend, so... Yeah, this is not bad. I'm liking it.
It was actually 1 week ago. Okay. 2 weeks ago.
Honestly, the work is just like compiled in my brain and yeah, wow. But this is what I love about Poland. You guys have so many public holidays.
More than in the UK?
100%. Yeah, I think here you have about 13 or 14 public holidays per year. And in the UK, we have about 9. So,
great place to live.
One benefit about living in Poland, 100%.
Good morning, Gdańsk, jesteście z nami na Facebooku, kontaktujcie się z nami.
Of course, you can get us on Facebook at Good Morning Gdańsk.
Good morning, Gdańsk, to znowu my i majówkowy klimat, jak najbardziej w naszej dzisiejszej audycji.
How do you say it? Majówka?
Majówka.
Majówka.
My holiday. Do you have this kind of holiday?
May holiday, yes, 100%. And I will tell you a little bit more about what we do in my hometown in Hastings a bit later. Because actually we celebrate it in a phenomenal way. Absolutely phenomenal.
Okay.
You'll be excited to find out.
Of course, the 3rd of May is a national Polish holiday, but the 1st of May, it's like an international work day.
Yes?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know this.
No.
So do you celebrate it in Great Britain, the 1st of May?
Honestly, we have a long weekend. So actually, May, like the bank holiday, May bank holiday, is celebrated over the whole weekend period. So it's like a 3 to 4 day period. And we actually, yeah, we celebrate the whole thing, in fact.
And what do you do?
So this is something I will tell you about later, but I'll give you a little clue. We dress up in 100% green.
Oh, green and scared, green. Like in Scotland.
A little bit. So basically 100% green. And actually the reason for this is that we celebrate the start of summer. So it's like the release of summer. So the green is connected with the foliage outside, the bushes, the trees. And we will, of course, upload some photos on our Facebook page just so you can see exactly what we do in Hastings, which is my hometown. And this is really something special. And of course, in Poland, you don't really have the same tradition. So this May Bank holiday, people normally just enjoy family time, I guess, and spending free time in different events.
Bardzo wiele osób też wyjeżdża na majówkę, zostawiają pracę, zostawiają dom i wyjeżdżają. To są różne miejsca. Można wyjechać na przykład na Kaszuby i cieszyć się jeziorami albo lasami w Borach Tucholskich, ale też wiele osób, ponieważ jesteśmy w stanie naprawdę wygospodarować wiele dni wolnych dzięki pierwszemu i trzeciemu majowi. Dzięki temu mamy nawet może czasami tydzień albo i 9 dni i na przykład Hiszpania albo Portugalia albo krótkie wakacje w Grecji. Something like this also is very, very popular. But coming back to this, to the first day of May is International Workers' Day.
So what exactly does
our
it mean?
Our day. Everybody's day, because everybody's working. But it's a very, very long story of this holiday. Zostało zapoczątkowane jeszcze w XIX wieku przez socjalistów. So it's a very old holiday. And it's to celebrate the Workers' Day, the day of work. It was very, very popular in previous times in Poland during the communistic times. To 1 maja był oczywiście świętem. Najważniejszym chyba, ale to się pozmieniało, niemniej celebrujemy 1 maja jako International Workers' Day.
I have to say though, one thing I do recommend people do, now it's like May long weekend, actually, why not just become a tourist of your own city?
O właśnie.
So, and I've done this myself actually because I wanted to learn more about Gdańsk, so I went downtown and I did one of these like tour guides, and of course the tour guide is talking to me and said, oh, so where are you from? Well, yeah, I'm from the UK, but actually I live here. And I get a funny look like, okay, so why are you doing a tour of Gdansk, you know? But of course, actually many people don't know a lot of things about Gdansk. And exactly what me and Evelina are going to be doing next, we are going to show you one of the hidden gems of Gdansk.
Ja już zakładam buty treningowe.
So we are putting on our running shoes right now, because after this song, we will be in another location.
Do zobaczenia! Morning Gdańsk, witamy, to znowu my ponownie.
It's Saturday, it's the fourth day of the long weekend. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. If you're not in Gdańsk, hopefully you're out somewhere around Poland, somewhere traveling. But right now, like I said, we do have a special edition. And today we are actually, where are we, Ewelina?
Park Oliwski, czyli najpiękniejsze miejsce w Oliwie to na pewno i w tej części Gdańska jedno z najpiękniejszych miejsc w Trójmieście.
Exactly, we are in Park Oliwia and it's amazing here, absolutely amazing. It's what, just after 11 o'clock in the morning right now and it's so quiet. All I can hear is the birds and I do believe this park is like a really kind of underrated park. You know, it's just, I don't know, I don't understand where all the people are. Where are you today?
Pamiętaj, że w majówkę bardzo dużo Polacy grillują, więc probably you're having the steaks.
And I guess in Park Oliwia it's prohibited to do the grills. Yeah, okay, okay. So we need to change the rule here a little bit.
It is prohibited, although you have places, for example, in Park Regana, where you can grill. But at first you have to get the permission for that. But it is possible.
Okay, and it's easy enough to get permission?
Yes, of course. But you have to just say it in advance that you want to grill on this day with your friends.
Wow, okay, that's fantastic actually.
See?
In London this would never happen. It's just prohibited, that's end of story.
This is Gdańsk, this is a different story.
And this is also one thing I love about Gdańsk. One of the many things that I noticed when I first moved here is actually just how quiet it is. And there's many things, but for example, considering London, how busy it is, everybody's constantly in a rush, you come here to Gdańsk, which is basically three cities in one, and everything's quiet. You know, it's very quiet, nobody's rushing around, and it's just really peaceful and tranquil.
To jest bardzo dobry punkt widzenia, bo my gdańszczanie z reguły narzekamy, że są korki, że jest za głośno, że mamy mimo wszystko też smog. A tu się okazuje, proszę bardzo, Chris ma zupełnie inny punkt widzenia. Gdańsk i Trójmiasto, spokojne, peace and quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's honestly amazing. And there are many other things I've noticed about Gdańsk, which of course we will discuss a little bit later.
Nothing breaks like a heart. I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it, we both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left, it's smoking. We both know it. We got all night to fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, we're broken. Nothing, nothing, nothing gon' save us now. Well, there's broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And there's broken records spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Cold as ice and high and dry, the desert wind is blowing, is blowing. Remember what you said to me, you were drunk in love in Tennessee. And I hold it, we both know it. That nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark. Mm-hmm. And nothing breaks like a heart. nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save her now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save her now. Oh, there's broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And there's broken records spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart.
Dziś specjalne wydanie audycji Good Morning Gdańsk. A jesteśmy gdzie?
Park Oliwski.
Brawo. Park Oliwski, czyli jeden z najstarszych parków w Gdańsku. Jego historia sięga aż XV wieku. Piękne jest to w tym parku, że on jest tak cudownie zadbany, że widać, że zarządcy troszczą się o ten park. Jest mnóstwo ławek, pięknie przystrzyżone krzewy i drzewa. Aż miło tutaj przychodzić, szczególnie wiosną i latem. Gorąco zachęcamy, by właśnie tutaj spędzić takie sobotnie, niedzielne popołudnie. Oczywiście po wysłuchaniu audycji Good Morning Gdańsk.
And this is it. Literally, the park is absolutely beautiful. And I recommend any tourists who are in Gdansk right now need to come to this park. I think this is on the top 10 list of, for example, TripAdvisor, what to do in Gdansk. It is to visit Park Oliwski, and especially, I remember Christmas time as well, you have the lights. There are lots of things to do here. I would say maybe right now, looking around, we need a few more coffee stands here. But apart from that, it is really amazing, really peaceful, great for walks, and of course we know Polish people love to walk.
Chris, ty przyjechałeś do Polski kiedy? 3 lata temu? 4 lata temu?
Yeah, almost 4 years. Yeah, almost 4 years.
Do Polski, ale to był Gdańsk. At first it was Gdańsk, and you yep. can say it was love at first sight.
It really was. Honestly, comparing to other places like London, it's like I said, it's quiet, peaceful. There's no rush with people. I would say people are just, you know, very, very chilled out. There's absolutely no rush. And the great thing is, like, we have the Old Town also in Gdansk. And the architecture here is just amazing. Considering London is all kind of concrete, glass, you know, in Gdansk, Old Town, it's very kind of, it has that kind of maybe Scandinavian, Holland type of feel. You know, all the different colored buildings. Really something spectacular, something that people have to visit.
Do you recommend your friends to come here, your English friends?
100%. And of course, the best thing about Gdansk and, well, Poland in general, for guys who are from the UK, the prices. The prices, the restaurants, you know, for example, I do believe, like, the prices for clothing and things here are not so cheap. But, for example, when you go to a restaurant, wow. Absolutely fantastic. My family absolutely love coming here. We can basically eat out for 5 people, for example. And this is a cost of maybe 2 people in the UK. Incredible.
Majówka z Good Morning Gdańsk. Wracamy już za moment.
Reklama.
Kids ask us, how can we learn English? We answer, quick and easy with native speakers. Pop in with your kids to Madison Gallery and take part in English workshops. Every first Saturday of the month, we invite you to Madison for a dose of knowledge. Let your kid hear real English to have some fun and enjoy learning. See you soon in Madison.
Reklama.
It's approaching 11:30, and here is the news and weather, read by Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk. English service.
The headlines this Saturday, May 4th, 2019. Cyclone slams into Indian temple town. North Korea food rations hit record low after poor harvest. Polish unemployment fourth lowest in the EU in March. Good morning. A cyclone has barreled into eastern India, damaging houses in the tourist town of Puri and wounding 160 people after a million people were moved into storm shelters. With winds approaching 200 kilometers per hour, 124 miles per hour, trees were uprooted, power and telecom lines snapped as tropical cyclone Fani, the strongest storm to hit India in 5 years, swept ashore on the eastern state of Odisha. Bangladesh, which lies further up the path of the cyclone, ordered the evacuation of 2.1 million people before the storm arrived on Saturday. An Indian government spokesman said there were no reports of any fatalities, but 160 people were believed to be injured. The cyclone has been classified as a powerful Category 4 storm on a scale of 1 to 5, but it is understood that the storm is now weakening. A supercyclone battered the coast of Odisha for 30 hours in 1999, killing 10,000 people. In 2013, a mass evacuation of nearly a million people likely saved thousands of lives. The North Korean regime has cut rations of food to 300 grams a day after the worst harvest in 10 years, according to the UN, who also found that over 10 million people lacked enough food to take them from one day to the next. North Korea is experiencing one of its most severe food crises in years, following the worst harvests in decades caused by dry weather, heat waves and flooding. The World Food Programme said that the North Korean government had reduced rations to their lowest level ever for this time of year. This year's 300 grams, less than 11 ounces per day, is down from the 360 grams per day at the same time last year. A spokesperson told a press conference in Geneva that 10.1 million people in North Korea suffer from severe food insecurity, meaning they do not have enough food till the next harvest. Unemployment in Poland dropped from 3.5% in February to 3.4% in March, when it was the fourth lowest in the European Union, according to Eurostat, the bloc's statistics agency. Joblessness in the 28-member EU as a whole stood at 6.4% on average in March, while in the Eurozone it was 7.7%, Eurostat said. The Czech Republic had the lowest unemployment in the EU in March at 1.9%, followed by Germany 3.2% and the Netherlands 3.3%. Poland's state-run Central Statistical Office, which uses a different methodology, said last week that unemployment had dropped to 5.9% in March from 6.1% in February. Poland's southwestern city of Wrocław saw its own Guinness World Record broken, as 7,423 guitarists gathered on its market square in a successful attempt to break the record for the number of people simultaneously playing Jimi Hendrix's 1960s hit song Hey Joe. The previous record of 7,411 guitarists was set last year at the annual Thanks Jimmy Festival, a tribute to the legendary rock musician who died in London in 1970. Polish and foreign rock stars are invited every year to take part in the record-breaking attempt. This year they included musicians from the band Slade, Jennifer Batta, Stan Skibi, Jussi Armen Sidanmar from the band Lordi, and Polish piano player Leszek Możdżer. The first festival in 2003 saw 588 guitarists turn up for the event, originated by musician Leszek Cichoński, after he once found himself on stage playing Hendrix music with 17 other guitarists at a blues workshop. And finally, we would like to correct the date that was mentioned yesterday about the year that Poland's original May 3rd constitution became law. The correct date is May 3rd, 1791.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy, with chances of showers and a moderate breeze. Temperatures will reach 12 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit, with lows of 3 degrees centigrade, 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday will be a little sunnier, with less chance of rain, and temperatures and wind remaining much the same. That was the RGEN News and Weather.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to the jungle.
Whoa, okay. So that was a bit of a workout getting back to the studio in
time. I'm sweating. So Park Oliwski, this was the place that we visited.
Yes, and seriously, like I just said, this is a huge hidden gem in the Tri-City. It's not very popular, I would say. It's not very popular during the time of the year when there's no events going on. But this is something which tourists, 100% tourists, have to visit.
I właśnie it's chcemy huge. Zwrócić też uwagę mieszkańców Trójmiasta, ale też przede wszystkim takich osób jak Chris. Ty mieszkasz już tutaj kilka lat i nie wiedziałeś na przykład, że Park Oliwski ma tyle fantastycznych zakamarków, że można tak cudownie go zwiedzić. I wiele jest takich miejsc nieoczywistych w Trójmieście. Wcale nie trzeba spacerować konkretnie długim targiem, długim pobrzeżem. Wszyscy to znamy, ale it's zachęcamy do odkrywania innych miejsc.
It's the Central Park of Poland. Yes, let's say. but yeah, honestly, absolutely fantastic. And of course, there's not just Oliwski Park. There are many places around the Tri-City where you can spend this weekend. You know, of course, we live right by the seaside, so you know, head to the beach. It's fantastic. You know, it's a great place to be. Lots of things going on, coffee stands, and of course this weekend there is a lot of things going on in Sopot, so lots of, say, outdoor activities and things like this. So 100% I fully recommend just get out of the house.
Exactly.
And this is the thing, in the UK, the May bank holiday is a long, obviously, bank holiday. People don't have to work, for example. So it's similar to Easter. We take full advantage of this, where if we want to do like home improvements, we want to do some work around the house, this is what we do. It's only really the younger generation which really go out and party. So this is where Hastings Bank Holiday really comes into play.
You say bank holiday?
Yeah, it's a bank holiday. Public holiday, bank holiday. I don't know why it's called bank holiday, because it doesn't
But it means the public holiday.
Public holiday,
bank
yeah.
holiday, czyli bank już holiday. Mamy nowe słówko. Thank you very much.
I need to Google this, actually. Why we call it a bank holiday?
But you write it like with a K at the end, like
yeah,
a bank?
Like bank, yeah. So,
no
strange one, actually. But what we do, we actually have Jack in the Green.
Jack in the Green.
Jack in the Green, yep. So basically, this has been going on for absolutely centuries. So this actually started sometime around the 1900s. And actually, then it disappeared for a while. But it came back in 1983. It came back. It was a huge thing again. And what it is, people dress up fully green.
Ja właśnie widzę. Już wygooglowałam. Jack in the Green, czyli Jacek w zieleni, powiedzielibyśmy.
Honestly, if you want to see what this is like, then log on to our Facebook page. I've just uploaded some photos right now, so you can check it out at Good Morning Gdansk. But yes, Jack in the Green, people dress up completely green. It could be scary. If you saw these people late at night, it could be scary.
Ja widzę tutaj pana przebranego za drzewo. Yeah. As a tree.
As a tree, yeah. So actually, it started by just wearing a garland of flowers, but over the years, people got more and more green until they're at this stage now, where basically they blend in, like they're like camouflage, yes?
Kompletnie, mogliby jechać na wojnę do Wietnamu i byliby tam nierozpoznawani.
So it's pretty much like a carnival. We have a big parade, very strange parades, lots of music. To be honest, it's basically, if you think about this, it's half man, half forest.
Tak.
And the other half actually is alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a lot of drinking, a lot of partying and socializing.
So this is the Hastings style of
yes.
the celebration.
And it is honestly fantastic. So if you don't have any plans for right now, basically, then literally go to the airport right now, jump on the next plane, head to Hastings, and you will see this for yourself.
I want to see your previous photos of this holiday.
Seriously, and this is what I love about Hastings. It's so just so fantastic, so sociable. And yeah, this is something that you really have to check out.
Do you miss Hastings?
A little bit. From time to time, yes.
So now a beautiful song for you, so that you don't have to miss.
Thank you so much.
Can for you.
Good morning, we are back. And of course, it is Majówka.
Majóweczka.
Majóweczka?
Majówunia.
How many different conjugations do you have
to
with this word?
To jest właśnie ogromna zaleta języka polskiego, że my tak bardzo możemy bawić się tym językiem. Język polski jest niezwykle plastyczny, więc tak naprawdę majówka jest już taką podstawą przetworzoną, a oprócz tego właśnie majówka, majówunia, majóweczka, niunia i tak dalej, ale bez
przesady. And of course, in English, what do we call it, Evelina?
Bank holiday.
Bank holiday, exactly.
Holidays or holiday?
Bank holiday. Bank holiday.
Bank holiday, dobrze,
yeah,
dziękuję
more
bardzo.
Than one holidays. Yeah.
Being a tourist in your own city, because you are in Gdańsk.
Yes.
I tak naprawdę zachęcamy dzisiaj Państwa, tak jak już mówiliśmy, do odwiedzania miejsc nie do końca oczywistych. Park Oliwski na naszej liście, ale też wiele innych miejsc, jak na przykład stocznia. Ja bardzo lubię w Gdańsku stocznię. Co ty na to?
Actually, stocznia, so I remember last year I was down at the, how do you say this, electric... street, electric street, yes, electric.
Prawie dobrze, ulica elektryków.
Yes, that's the one. And again, this is great. They have many different events here, so with different food trucks, for example. Honestly, loads of different things. Music.
But the atmosphere of the whole of the whole place, don't you like it? Don't you love it? And if you know that there were like thousands of workers there, like 30, 40 years ago.
Yes. And actually, one thing I do love about Stocznia is I see it's very similar in my mind anyway, it's very similar to Gdynia. So I associate Gdynia with local people. I see Gdynia as the place where people live, local Polish people. I see obviously Sopot as the party place and Gdansk is more the touristic place.
Oh, but ciekawe.
Stocznia, I think it does get a lot of the local Polish people. And just because it's something very different, it's not like this very touristic type of place. It's like, again, another hidden gem, like Oliwski. And it's, yeah, very, very nice. I do like Stocznia.
Takie też było zamierzenie na początku, bo centrum miasta to było takie miejsce bardzo turystyczne z klubami, pubami, restauracjami dla turystów. I Stocznia, otwierając właśnie przestrzeń dla tych, którzy poszukują formy rozrywki, myślano właśnie o tym, by to było coś dla mieszkańców Trójmiasta. That's great interpretation, Mr. Christopher.
But this is the one thing. I honestly believe... people around the Tri-City, you need to become more touristic to your own city.
What do you mean?
So, okay, so me, for example, I lived in Hastings, which is on the southeast coast of the UK. I've never been past London. London is an hour and a half away from me, but I've never traveled my own country.
Oh.
You know, I've never been past London, and there are so many things in the Free City to do that I honestly believe that, you know, just become a tourist for the day, you know, do something very different. rather than go to places which you know about, become a tourist. So, for example, there are many, you have to help me with the word, I've just forgotten, the viewpoints. Widoks?
Punkty widokowe.
Punkty widokowe, tak.
Na przykład pachołek w Oliwie.
Yeah, exactly. Next to, there is one, next
tak,
to Park.
Pachołek, wspaniałe miejsce widokowe. Absolutely. Albo Góra Gradowa w Gdańsku, tam gdzie jest ten wielki yeah. krzyż.
Yes, with the big cross, yes.
Wszystko yeah. tłumaczę, wszystko rozumiem.
And there are actually more as well, which I've heard about, but I haven't actually seen myself yet. And you know, so actually just become a tourist for the day. Just travel from one viewpoint to another. And you know, see the city from a different perspective.
And you don't have to pay for the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there are so many things in this city which you can do, the ways you can spend your free time. Yeah, why not? And now we have so many transportation options, like the bicycles, scooters, everything.
Hulajnoga.
Hulajnoga.
How is it in English?
Scooters.
Ale to tak, ja teraz wstaję
tak samo,
z jedną
tak
nogą, tak?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, we just have one word. I love your little demonstration there.
Dziękuję, dziękuję. We're caught up in silence. I lose you in degrees. I see you through the glass door.
Good morning, Gdansk. We are back again. And of course, like, we don't have much time. Time is running out and it's the start of our weekend.
No, but it was a super hour because we were in Park Oliwski during this hour.
We were indeed. And of course, if you missed that, you can catch up again on our Facebook page or on the Radio Gdansk website. So you can head to our Facebook page, Good Morning Gdansk, and we will post the recording up there because it was quite a special recording. I like this, actually.
Of course. So, but next week we are again here, guys, on Friday and on Saturday. Bardzo dziękujemy za to, że jesteście z nami. Piszecie do nas na Facebooku. Chris na bieżąco patrzy i odpowiada na wasze wiadomości because there are quite a lot of messages on our Facebook. People
yes.
write us.
If I don't respond to you all straight away, I'm sorry. But
sometimes he has to sleep.
Exactly. But seriously, get on there, because like I was talking about earlier with the Jack in the Green, there are some fantastic pictures from my hometown, the way we celebrate
your
it.
Photos too. I want to see you.
I will try to dig some out.
We
will see. We will see. We are back next weekend, of course, with Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farman. Życzymy Wam jeszcze cudownej soboty i niedzieli.
Have a fantastic weekend, guys. See ya.
Can you hear me out?